I believe this story, Rachel. A survey of British workers aged 40 and over has found they think they're passed over for promotions. 40 is adolescence, Rachel.
How?
It's so young.
40 is adolescence.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's true.
It's nothing.
No.
Yeah, and these people have jokes made about their age, believe they're more likely to be made redundant than younger colleagues. Well, Brian Andrew Arthur from Cornwall told Five Live he was a victim of age discrimination at a job interview.
I did quite a successful interview, and I've been through many interviews. I was there for about 30 minutes for the interview, and at the end of it all, when I thought it was actually going really well, the young girl turned around to me and said, "Well, being honest with you, I don't think you'll be able to keep up with the pace of the work because of your age."
Well, Carol Fossey is a recruitment consultant from B Resources and author of The Book on Recruitment, which presumably is the book on recruitment. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicky. Right.
It's not good, age discrimination, but is it creeping younger and younger?
No, I don't think it is, and actually the survey you referred to really shows that it's after 54 that people really fear that they're being discriminated against in the workplace.
Does it happen after 40?
Not so much. I think there's less active discrimination, but I think attitudes still are ingrained, and I think it's more of a problem for women than for men, because if you look at most of the boards in this country, they are older, but they're men. Largely. Mm. And there was a recent McKinsey study done which shows the reason for that is that men are always judged on their potential and women are always judged on their results. So given two candidates with the equal background, they've both made mistakes. The woman isn't quite ready for the promotion, whereas the man, we think he can do it. So I think it's much more of a problem for women than for men.
That's really interesting, that men are judged on their potential, women on their results. That's deeply ingrained sexism, isn't it? How do you conquer that?
Well, that is a massive issue, and I think bringing it to people's attention is the first thing, because it is so deeply ingrained that people genuinely don't understand that they're doing it. And the same with age comments generally. People will say things like, "Aren't you good for your age?" Well, you know, what has your age got to do with whether you're good at something or not?
It's a number, yeah. So, I mean, it's against the law. How do people get away with it? Is it sometimes quite insidious and
yes.
Subtle, is it?
Very much so. And when you litigate, you have to be able to prove, both sides have to be able to prove one way or the other. So you can discriminate on age sometimes if it is a justifiable business reason, or, for example, it's a young actress playing a teenager. You couldn't have somebody who was 60 playing a teenager. So there are, there are justifiable reasons for age discrimination sometimes. But if it's very, very subtle, that's extremely difficult to prove in a case of litigation, and also can affect your ability to get hired in the future. So it's something you need to really consider carefully.
Yeah, and of course, with an ageing population, it's something we need to focus on more and more.
Well, it is, and the more savvy amongst us will realise that we are all getting older, and it is an ageing population, and actually you're much more likely to get 10 years service out of somebody who's 50 than you are out of somebody who's 20.
So would you rather take on somebody who was 55 or someone who was 35?
It would entirely depend on their competencies. And
I was trying to trap you into saying that's age discrimination if you said 55, because maybe it can go both ways.
Competences. You've got to look at what do you need for the role,
yeah.
Identify what that is, and then interview on those competences, and only on those competences, and ask yourself, if you're asking a question in the interview, you should know why you're asking it, and if the answer is not because it's to do with one of these competences, then don't ask it.
Thank you very much indeed. Good stuff. Carol Fossey there, recruitment consultant from B Resources, an author of the book on recruitment. You're with Five Live Breakfast. It's Friday morning and it's approaching 7:45.